Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a privilege and a blessing we serve the living God, the living and true God. I'm so glad that God loves us, that He's with us, that He exists in the first place, and He loves us and He cares about us. He laid His own life down for ours. And I love Him. And I want my whole life to represent His love, His kindness, His ways. When I first started out in my relationship with the Lord, when I would read about how God would speak to His people, I longed for God to speak to me. I wanted Him to speak to me. And whenever He said something, it was like I valued it. And then I thought about it. I said, if I really value what He has to say to me, I'll value the written word of God. And I remember before, as I was getting to know Him, I would study His word. And I wanted to know everything that He was trying to get man to understand. And I realized, I said, God is good. He's true to us. But man always fails God. And I saw how people fail God in every age. No matter what was going on, man would fail. He always did things His way. And when God put Adam in the best condition and Adam sinned. And I used to ask myself, why did He do that? In life, you don't just hear God's voice. You see things also. There are so many alternatives, so many distractions. Things that look good, seem right. Because we have an enemy out there lying to mankind. Tempting him away from God. It's always sneaky. Elusive, illusional. And I taught my children, when Satan speaks, it's going to sound good from a certain point of view. It's going to look good, sound good, smell good, but it's not good. Deception never turns out right. Deception always ends in some form of failure. Even if you gain something, whatever you gain will be lost eventually. If you gain it from the world, doing it the world's way, you will suffer loss. And you're going to have problems that you don't have to have. And as I grew in the Lord, I saw that people, their focus was different than the focus of the Word. There were things the Lord was trying to accomplish and show people, but people weren't looking His way. And just like the other few broadcasts, the last three broadcasts, the Lord had me dealing with some of these issues. The way people focus is the way that they behave. And they don't mean it. I'm not trying to bash anyone. The examples that I gave, people weren't trying. They didn't set out to do God wrong. I want to clear that up now. But what they were focused on, they were trying to be faithful with what they were focused on. And they missed opportunities that they never knew about. The Corinthian church in chapter 14, they were trying to do good. But they didn't know that it wasn't working. The last broadcast, I gave the example how some of the holiness churches, they would preach the same things repetitiously. Things that they were, their highlights, the things that made, that set them apart, the things that they were enthused about. That's what they preach. Now, following God is different than what you see men do. And what I want to portray now is The Holy Spirit is wise enough to address all the concerns of everyone. If you follow His path and govern the church service according to the wisdom of God, and you're flowing in the Spirit of God, you're going to help everybody in many ways heal. Now, when the Holy Spirit is in a teaching mood, that'll be the time you can help people understand things they really need to understand. And it may not be such a shouting service. And some people, they're enthused about a shouting service, and the Holy Spirit wants to teach. And when the pastor yields to the Holy Spirit, or a preacher, or whoever's ministering, they yield to the Holy Spirit, they're going to do a perfect work. Every service of the Holy Spirit is not a shouting service. It's not a running, jumping, shouting service that people love to, you know, it's not always a praise service. There are times for that. But people, when they focus on Him and get an understanding of His Word, that's when they're going to be blessed. They're going to make better decisions. They'll live the wisdom of the Proverbs. They won't fall into all these traps. They'll learn how to succeed in life and not be stopped by Satan. Everybody who wants to do something positive, Satan tries to hinder them. Whether it's just a man trying to get a godly education, or a man trying to get a career education so that he can take care of his family, or just have fun with his friend. Everything positive, the enemy wants to stop. All the positive people in your life, he try to bring them down. All the negative people in your life, he try to use them against you. Whatever weakness that exists around men, the enemy try to use it for his own gain. Whatever deception, rebellion, or problems people have, he try to squeeze it into your life as well as theirs. And we need the wisdom of God. And the Lord knows when people are receptive. Actually, the Holy Spirit responds to us. He can look through the crowd. He knows that if he'll strengthen the ones that are strong, they'll help strengthen the ones that are weak. And the Lord will, he'll see the one that's about to fall, and he'll leave the 99 and minister to the one. All these things happen as ministers are guided by the Holy Spirit. And the ministers that I went to, when I would go to these churches, they were capable, because sometimes they would do it, but most of the time they did what they were enthused about. But what I'm saying now is, in this last hour that we have, this late hour before Christ's return, everybody want to be found doing His will, and they want to hear Him say, "Well done." If you really want that to happen, forget about the past and all the past failures. You don't have to be defined. None of the ministers I'm talking about that did these things, they don't have to be defined by their past mistakes and failures. Because every day God gives us a brand new day. New mercies exist for us. So let us seek the Lord now from this point. We may have been hindered in the past in our endeavors, but let us look to the Lord from this point, because through you, the Lord can do a mighty work. Yes, you. He can do a mighty work in your life. The Holy Spirit, if you can yield to the Holy Spirit, He can cause you to say perfect things to people at strategic and perfect times. Sometimes the people you talk to, that may be your last conversation with them. And Pastor, sometimes the church service you're holding, some of the people, that may be their last time in the church. Some of them may move out of town. Some may go to other churches and never come back. They may get married, they start going to church with their boyfriend or fiance and they're not coming back. They may die. They may backslide. Hopefully, they keep going forward in life. But you really never know when it's going to be your last time that you see a person. So when the Lord gave me a message, I knew it was for that audience. And I didn't know who may be there next time or what's going on in their life. But if I can be faithful to speak God's word now, it may make the difference in their life later. Or even at the present time. And with this kind of wisdom, that's how I learned to do a long time ago. And I knew that I didn't know how to help people like I wanted to, but if I lean on the Lord, He would cause me to do whatever I need, whatever needed to be said. And the Lord would give me things to say. Now, every time God moved and every time He do something, the enemy couldn't stop what he done. He'll try to discourage you any kind of way he can. So don't expect so much out of people. When you're a blessing to them, they don't always tell you what a blessing you were. And if you're always looking for results that God is moving in your life, you can't always go by what people say and how they respond and how happy they seem. Everybody that you bless in the church, when the church service is over, most people go on home. They don't stand around and tell you how they blessed, how much of a blessing you were. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit may cause people to rethink things. They may even look forlorn. The Lord taught me this. And they leave thinking. That's what you want. You want them to leave pondering and thinking and considering the ways of God. And sometimes people get a breakthrough and they rejoice and they tell you that you was a blessing. A few people will do that. Now watch this. Some people will rejoice and they thank God for all that you said and how it blessed you, and then they go out and forget it. But what you want is the people who hear the word and receive it in their heart. Sometimes when that happens to me, I don't just jump up and down and shout and run and rejoice. I think about what was said and internalize it. Because sometimes the things that I'm internalizing, they may, it can be personal, things you wouldn't want people to know about. Sometimes you just have to regroup and think. And people don't just talk about all that. They're trying to get a hold of what God is saying. Because I've done it. I've done everything I just talked about. I had to regroup. I had to think. Sometimes I said, well, I really got to get something right. And sometimes I rejoice. I've done it all over time. And most people do. And the pastor might leave thinking, well, I hope I said something to help folks. You don't always get the response that you may desire. But that has nothing to do with it. You're still effective. If you did what God said do, you did the best you could do. Out of all the things, the Lord, messages God could have given you, what He gave you will make a difference. It will make a difference. But if you keep drawing near to the Lord and gaining understanding, you're going to receive greater revelation. And again, you may be enthused about the revelation and can't wait to speak it. But the Holy Spirit may not release it yet. He'll release it when He's at the right time. He'll teach you while you're receptive. If you're enthused about something He said and things that He gave you and you rejoice, and you automatically think other people are going to rejoice with you, but they don't always. They may not receive what you've received. So you still have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. He may give you something great and wonderful, and you can't wait to share it because there's so much joy in it. But what He released may be something more elementary. Or He may teach you something simple and then cause you to release something greater, because He's dealing with people. And people have needs that are out there. And the Holy Spirit knows how to minister to His people. In other words, you're just going to have to trust Him all the time with everybody. And he'll say things that the young adults need, the older people need, the children need, everybody. And see, in some churches, they're staggered. They have children's church, young adult church. They have regular church service. However it's organized, if every minister could just pay attention to the Holy Spirit, there'll be fewer people that fall through the cracks of our services. Because remember, some people are not coming back. And you have to look at that. You have to say, well, this could be their last time here. I'm going to be faithful. Now, if it's satanic activity going on, you can stop that. And we all have to be a high priest. If you suspect that the enemy is at play in somebody's life, messing with their life, he's operating, you can stop it with your words. And you can encourage him with your words and actions. That's why we have to be on it. This is a time we just have to be on it. You know, I desire to do great things for God, so I start with doing what he asked me to do, what he instructed me to do. Out of all the good things that he blessed me to do, he blessed me to teach Sunday school and working with the praise team and go to church and be blessed. But what he asked me, I have to do the website and the radio broadcast. And it takes a lot of time, my time, I work so I can do it and pay for it. And I thank God that, you know, we're current in our bills. We're trying to get all the, you know, getting everything done. And this is a lot of work. And sometimes I miss church trying to work so I can pay for the radio. But I thank God for everything that I can do for him. And I seek, I read books, I do things that he wants me to do so I can obey him. And every time I minister, I'm looking at the Lord. And when he don't give me revelation to share, I say, well, Lord, what are we going to do? And I listen to see what he'll put on my heart. And sometimes, a lot of times, he'll just say, I'm with you. And he calls me to say what he wants when I'm ministering. And sometimes he give me thoughts. And sometimes he give them to me as I'm speaking. But I fill my heart with his word so that I'll be on point whenever he wants me to be. Now, he's the one who ordered my words aright, helped me say things that I normally couldn't say. And address people that I really don't have the wisdom of myself to address. But I can speak what he put on my heart. And it'll turn out to be a blessing to everyone who hears his word. And that's what I desire. We all can be a blessing as we look to the Lord. We can receive his counsel and might. There are seven spirits of the Holy Spirit, seven manifestations. Spirit of the Lord, counsel, might, wisdom, knowledge, fear of the Lord. And he can bless us. Even the spirit of the fear of the Lord, that's necessary too. When people are contrary, they need to fear God again. That's the only way to be wise. And the Lord knows this. He knows that if people follow him truly, then he can do a great work in their lives. And I thank him for all that he's doing. And I want to be a blessing to the people of God. I want to be all that God wants me to be. I want to speak all that's in his heart. Because in him I can do all things. We're not limited. We are unlimited as we go forward doing his work. We have so much
ground to cover in such a short amount of time. But don't look at the work, look at him.
Look at him. Our strength is in him. We make a difference in him. It's very true. The Lord has our best interest at heart. And he can do so much more in our lives. Now, he responds to us. The Lord our God can teach us anything. He responds to our hunger level. How hungry are you to know God's word? He responds to it faithfully. The Lord is looking for people he can bless. He cherishes us. And he greatly desires at all times to help us grow. His best interest is towards us. Now, with that in mind, we have to surrender our lives to him. If we seek him, he can show us how to be wise, how to be appropriate, how he works, how he don't work. Now, the Lord is, just like I said, when you're enthused about something, that's important to God too. Now, if you're mature enough, if you can handle it, he will rejoice with you while you're enthused and help you do what's necessary. Some people, their faith, you know, we're like baby toddlers learning to walk in the Holy Spirit. We're not going to get everything right. I'm not saying this for people to put pressure on themselves. But I am showing you how you can be a greater blessing. And this audience is a mature audience. And I say that because of the revelation God gave me when he put it on my heart to do this. All the things he said before, the way he had me to do this ministry. He had me to sit on a lot of this revelation for years. But he released it on this website because his most mature people go to the website. So I'm showing you that he loves you. He know people want to rejoice, and that's good. Sometimes people want to hear the word. That's good. But whatever if you welcome the Holy Spirit, he will usher you into his very best. He will cause you to say what people need the most. And you have to surrender your will and receive his. That's following God. But a person that's weaker or they're not as skilled or they don't know these things, is whatever they're doing that is not wrong, God will allow it. Like I said for years, people, they preach what they were enthused about. I use the example of the holiness churches that I attended. Some I would visit because, you know, different churches, they have churches they fellowship with. And anytime somebody got called to the ministry, their family would be there. And every Sunday they preach, believe on Jesus, be baptized in Jesus' name, receive the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. And they deal with the way women dressed. And they drill people with this. Now, I went to high school with a guy. I didn't know much about holiness churches until I went to one. I heard about them. I heard negative things. And I heard good things. And some of the negative things I heard, they were very strict. But if you're honoring God, you're supposed to do right. And I agree with that. But I didn't know everything either. I met a guy in high school. He went to a holiness church. And he went to the kind that were very restrictive. They didn't believe in movies. They didn't believe in women wearing pants, no makeup, no jewelry. And they didn't believe in sports. Now, he was an athlete. He could do all kind of backflips. He could have got a scholarship in gymnastics. But he didn't believe in sports. He thought they were of the devil. So his conscience was seared in that area because of wrong teaching. And these are sweet people. They do love God. But they got some things wrong. And the Lord couldn't lead them out of it unless they receive his word. You have to be able to hear and understand what God truly wants in his word. Everything that you should, that you need to leave alone, the Lord spell it out to you. Leave it alone. Don't lust after women. Don't get in fornication. Don't commit adultery. Jesus plainly said that that's easy to understand. Don't steal. And don't covet other people's belongings. And don't lie to people. And definitely don't use witchcraft. Don't trust the devil on nothing. But you're free to. God likes sports. He was bragging on how David and the 300 men that followed him, all the feats that they could do. He had 600 men, left-handed men, that could sling a stone at a hair breadth, at the width of a human hair, and not miss. One man threw a spear through 300 men in battle. God loves sports. He made the man. Sports glorify God. When you see a man built like a machine playing football, God made that man. And they do amazing things. I love to see a good quarterback throw a ball through five guys, and the ball go right to where he wanted it to go, and a man know how to catch it. It's not wrong. Satan lied. He's trying to take the joy out of your life. And I saw through that because I come from a church, and I saw a greater side of things because I was raised by a man of God that loved God. But people love to dance in the spirit. They love the power of God, which is fine. I love the power of God too. But the wisdom of God is just as important. And the knowledge of God is just as important. In fact, that comes first. If you're not grounded in the truth, you can fall for lies such as the guy did that I knew. Now, the Lord, he's practical. He does things the right way. He wants to be a blessing to everybody. Now, I want to be a blessing to everybody. It's not all about me and what I want. And that's called maturity. It's also the fear of the Lord. So I value not such a showy message, not the fanfare. I value the truth of God being spoken and people hearing it. That don't always draw a crowd, but I don't depend on the crowd anyway. That doesn't always draw a crowd, but it does help people where they need it. And the people will stand and they will last. They will outlast when others fall. You know, as we mature in the Lord, we realize the Lord cares about everybody. And understanding as a man of God, as a minister, as a Christian, I don't want somebody to come to the service and not be blessed. That don't make sense to me. Not when people are committing suicide. Now there's more pressure on our children than there ever was. We had a president that said men can marry men and women can marry women, and they made it legal. And, you know, they're looking at that. They're looking at the world. The world is talking loud because Satan's trying to drag as many people to hell as he can. Now, I love our presidents, all of them. I pray for all of them. But you know, when a leader like that takes such a position, it impacts young children. And see, things can sound right from a certain perspective, if that's what you really want to do. If you're inclined to sin, and somebody say, well, you can sin and God don't care. Now you got preachers that are homosexual preachers. Going to bust hell wide open. They're not going to live forever because they took the wrong position and they taught people wrong. You can't break the rules and go to heaven. You know, Galatians chapter 6, 5 and 6, those are the things if you do, you will not go to heaven. And you have to study those chapters for yourself. God is specific about what sin is and what it will do to you. And it will also, one thing it'll do is harden your heart against God. In the Gospels in St. John, it said that it will cause you to be the enemy of God. And it's true. Now, nobody needs to be the enemy of God. It's one thing to be immature, but it's terrible to be the enemy of God. I'm not going to be the enemy of God. I love him. And I love his ways and I love his people. But what I'm saying now is, in this late hour, if we pay attention to the Holy Spirit, not only will he completely bless our lives, but he will help you to be effective. And the only way you can know these things for yourself is to draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. Now, in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul said, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. He's setting the order in the church because people had went awry. He said in verse 2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification and to exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. And that's where we need to get to. He said, I wish that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. So with the Holy Spirit, in a nutshell, with the Holy Spirit, we have to yield to him in order to be effective. It's not just to dance and shout and have a good time. It's to be effective. And then at home, you can dance and shout all you want. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. And he was giving them order and showing them how things should be. And see, when we yield to the Lord, we can be just as effective as Paul. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And he will continue to move in your life and guide you by the Holy Spirit. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is.